Dan and Kelly.
The only way to wake up.
Name a better duo. We'll wait. 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 99.7 DJX. A lot of stuff to get to here this morning. We got our Ed Play of the Day coming up in about 1 hour from right now. On 99.7 DJX, chance to win 4 tickets to Ed Sheeran's show in Nashville tomorrow night. On DJX, we're going to be out at the grand reopening of Kroger in Middletown. Emily's going to be out there after 7 o'clock here this morning. Coming up next, when you get your wisdom teeth out and there's a camera on you on the way. The weekend, good morning.
Wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on. 99.7 DJX.
Kelly, you've had your wisdom teeth taken out, yeah?
No. I didn't have wisdom teeth.
That's funny, because neither did I until much later, where I got one wisdom tooth that's just now starting to break through the gum, which is going to be awful if I have to try to, like, get it removed.
Ooh. Yeah, that was the only stroke of luck that I had, because I had braces for 5 years as a kid.
Yeah.
And I had like 8 teeth pulled to even avoid having braces. And then I had like all the dental things. I had the face bow. I had an arch expander in the 6th grade, which drastically affects how you speak,
well,
by the way.
Well, my dad is a dentist. And so I had every possible thing in my mouth from a very early age on. So, but, you know, getting your wisdom teeth taken out, you see all those videos of the, you know, the teenagers or the young adults.
They're groggy. They're driving home.
Yeah,
yes.
Coming out of anesthesia, things like that, and things that they say.
They say crazy things.
Right. So Isabella, she just got all 4 of her wisdom teeth removed, put under heavy anesthesia, right?
Ooh, that sounds painful.
And so her mom had taken her to the dentist and then was driving her home, and her daughter wanted a video to be taken after the surgery because, you know, obviously she knew that there was going to be some things maybe that she knew and didn't know, and maybe that it would be unscripted and it might be funny. Well, that's what happened. So Isabella was so out of it after getting her wisdom teeth taken out that she forgot she had a boyfriend. So her mom... her mom was kind of introducing her to this young man who happened to be right next to her and was graciously playing along.
Joey is coming over here. Do you remember Joey? You have a boyfriend. Yes. Yes, you do. Would you like to see what he looks like?
Uh-huh. Oh, what great news.
He's so cute. Want him to open the door and say hi to you?
Yeah.
Open the door.
Yeah.
Hi. You feel good, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're pretty too. All right. Well, I love you. I'll see you in a bit, okay?
I love you.
I do love you.
I love you.
She's like, you love me. How cute.
That's great. I mean, imagine, like, what a day that is, learning you got a boyfriend and you think he's cute. Thank goodness she thinks he's cute.
Oh, my gosh. Could that?
Could you imagine if she's like, that's my boyfriend?
Yeah. Could have gone the other way.
Exactly.
99.7 JX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Last night, Alicia Keys rolled through the KFC Yum Center. We got a chance to chat with her and have a little fun with her as well. Playing Little Kid Drunk Adult with Alicia Keys. On the way, 5 minutes, 99.7 DJX.
BenAndKellyShow.com.
Alicia Keys, thank you so much for being a part of the show here this morning. We wanted to play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Now, Kelly, explain how this all works.
It's pretty simple. You're going to hear a little headline of a story, a little teaser of a story, and you have to determine from that, did the story happen when the person was a little kid or drunk adult? They share similar qualities many times.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, I'm ready.
Alicia, I realize we didn't give you the proper introduction. Let's welcome Alicia to the program. Alicia is from Hell's Kitchen, New York, is married, a professional singer, drives a 2003 Honda Civic. Good morning, Alicia Keys. All right. I'm telling you, she has 325,000 miles on it, but she's still
I
gets
think
going.
You nailed it. Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
All right, so Alicia, there it is. All right, so first one, little kid, drunk adult.
I sneezed in a boy's face right before our first kiss.
Oh, sneezed in a boy's face before the first kiss. Little kid or drunk adult?
Little kid.
Okay, so you see, because she said boy, you're thinking little kid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, but she could be like calling a man a boy too, so it could be a drunk adult, but I'm going to stick with you on little kid.
All right, both of you say little kid.
Yeah.
I was a little kid. I was
there
a
it boy. Is. Yeah, you got
hey.
It. Little kid.
Like in
sixth
grade.
Okay,
and
okay.
I was at the mall with a boy, and my parents were waiting outside to pick me up, and my boyfriend tried to give me a kiss, but he didn't realize that when I get nervous, I sneeze a lot, and I just sprayed right in his face.
Oh, no. In the moment.
Oh, that's tragic.
I mean, I got to be honest, Alicia, that's probably the most tame one that we have. We have another one here, little kid, yeah. Drunk adult.
I'm ready. I had to go to the hospital for putting a firework in my butt.
No.
What? Back the truck what? Up. Did he say putting a firework in his butt? Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
It is.
All right, that's drunk adult for sure.
All right, you're saying drunk adult, Kelly?
I feel like that has to be. By the way, I just realized that when these people sent these stories to us, they didn't realize that Alicia Keys was going to hear it.
I know.
They're probably regretting their choice.
Oh, this is fantastic. All right, Alicia Keys says drunk adult. Kelly, you're saying drunk adult?
Drunk adult, right. Yes.
I was a drunk adult.
Yes, obviously.
Of course you are.
Obviously. You are 2 for 2, Alicia. You are perfect so far.
Yeah. Too much tequila on the 4th of July. I ended up putting a bottle rocket in my butt. And, yeah, it exploded.
Yeah, well.
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
And you wonder why women live longer than men.
Dang.
All right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult. Last one, Alicia Keys. All right, here we go.
So we drew Devil Baby on my nephew's face in Sharpie, forgetting that his christening was the next day.
Whoops. Poor kid.
Okay. All right, they drew Devil Baby. Now, considering adult is not till 18, right?
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
Something like that?
Yeah.
I'm going to say little kid.
All right, you're saying little kid. Kelly?
Well, I'm not going to break away from Alicia Keys. I'm going to say little kid,
both of you say little kid.
That'd be rude.
Drunk adult.
Gosh! Oh!
That's a you should know better.
Yeah,
100%. And so the words like only partially came off. And to this day, my sister finds no humor in the story.
That had lasting real effects.
Yeah, that had some lasting effects. Alicia Keys, thank you so much for being a part of the show here this morning.
Oh, you're delightful.
All right.
Take
care, Alicia Keys.
Lots of love. All right. Take care.
Kelly, you don't hold any Guinness World Records, do you?
No, I did attempt one in trying to, drink a Capri Sun the fastest, but I failed miserably. So, no.
Was that actually a Guinness World Record, or was that just an online challenge trying to...
No, I think it was a Guinness World Record.
What was the world record? It was like 8 seconds?
Oh, it was ridiculous. I thought it was more like 16 seconds. Maybe it was
shorter. Yours was like 16 seconds.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's right. Mine was 16 seconds. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, you didn't suck hard enough.
I did not suck hard enough. Why do I let you walk me into these situations? I just... leap into the giant hole you create for me. You just dig the hole. I jump right in willingly. Why?
That's not even where I'm going with this.
Okay.
So world records can be great.
Yes.
Having that title would be fantastic.
Right. You get a certificate or plaque or something to hang
sure,
on the wall.
Sure.
Bragging rights.
I mean, could you imagine going blind attempting to do that?
Oh, no. Well, that's not worth it.
Temporarily, though. So, not bad.
Okay, temporarily?
So, this guy was trying to break the Guinness World Record for the longest cry.
The longest cry? Like crying on demand?
Yes.
Oh. So, how long are we crying?
Well, here's part of his attempt. I mean, he's going.
Wow.
He's going in.
He committed.
He did.
Oh, that's obnoxious.
So listen, not only did he not get the world record, he went temporarily blind in his attempt.
Because it sounded like he was exerting.
He was exerting.
A lot. Yes.
Yes.
And just like damaged his eyeballs? Did he have to was the requirement to make the tears and that's why he was trying so hard?
He didn't properly even apply for the record. So Guinness was like, yeah, I know.
There are rules.
Yeah, sorry, bud.
We have requirements.
Right, right.
Each time there is a record, we list out what you got to do to beat it. He didn't do any of that?
No.
And went blind temporarily?
No.
That's a bad day.
No. So.
Oh, that's not good.
So, not only did he temporarily go blind attempting the world record, he didn't even get the world record.
That's tragic. Any way you slice it.
Maybe he should try the Capri Sun Challenge after.
Maybe that's the gateway in. We try that first.
It's, by the way, thank you to Heather for texting in. It's 10.41 seconds.
Oh, 10.4. I feel like at 16 seconds, I was close.
Yeah, I guess.
I was close.
Yeah.
Like I could go back in, do some training. I could have a shot at it.
Just got to suck harder next time.
I'm not saying it. You can't make me say it again. I'm not doing it again. I've already jumped in that giant hole. I'm not doing it. I did not suck hard enough.
God. Oh, my God. Why? Oh, my God.
She was referring. You're referring to a Capri Sun challenge. Challenge.
A Capri Sun Guinness World Record attempt.
Yeah, but you didn't get the attempt because?
I did not suck hard enough.
I hate this show. I hate it. I hate it.
Oh.
I hate
just
it.
Just think of how.
You know, I haven't quit in a while. I quit.
Just think of how normal your life would be if you didn't have to.
Oh, the fact that I'd have dignity left?
Worry about your.
I think about that.
Your younger brother. Constantly poking and prodding you.
I think about that all the time. That I'd have dignity. I could walk around town with a sense of pride and hold my head up. Instead, sure. I just walk around in shame
because
of all the things I say on this stupid program. I did not suck hard enough.
For the day.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Another opportunity for you to win 4 tickets to see Ed Sheeran in Nashville coming up. Just after 7 o'clock with your Ed Play of the Day, plus Middletown Kroger Grand Reopening. Emily going to be out there with prizes after 7 and more on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX, your Ed Play of the Day. When you hear this play a little bit later on this afternoon, then you can win 4 tickets to see Ed Sheeran tomorrow night in Nashville. Of course, Ed Sheeran. Thinking Out Loud is our Ed Play of the Day.
I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan.
Hashtag wedding banger.
I just keep on making the same mistakes. Hoping that you'll understand. The baby now.
Yeah, so when you hear that, play at noon with Ryan Smetzer, okay? It's going to play at noon. That's when you call in, win those tickets. All right, so good luck. Ed Play of the Day, Thinking Out Loud, noon on 99.7 DJX.
Wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
Ben Davis and Kelly K Show do feel-good stories every morning. Kelly K.
Okay, so this honestly would be the worst. And it would be something that I would do.
Okay.
You just get married.
Uh-huh.
You're on your way to a cruise for your honeymoon. Best time of your life.
Hang on a second. Did you start the feel good by saying this would be the worst?
You're sobbing on the flight because you realize you left your passport at home.
Oh.
That's the, oh, that was Lauren Felwalk's life. She and her new hubby Joe, they're ready to board their Michigan flight to board a cruise in Puerto Rico. Enter our hero, Dusty the flight attendant, who sprang into action to save the couple's honeymoon. Inside Edition featured the story.
Blame it on anything. I was a girl who was getting married. I had like a full cold sweat moment where I realized I left it in my closet at home. And I turned to Joe and I said, I don't have my passport. What do I do?
There was no time to go back home. Dusty the flight attendant sprang into action. His mission, should he decide to accept it, save the honeymoon. It was like a military operation. First, the groom's sister dug the passport out of Lauren's closet. Then she handed it off to Dusty, who flew with it from Detroit to Atlanta. There, Dusty passed the passport off to another flight attendant who carried the passport from Atlanta to San Juan, where he left it at the Delta check-in desk.
I picked it up at the desk and I said, I know this might sound strange, but I think my passport was dropped off here. And their faces just lit up and they were so excited. Like, you're the passport girl.
So wait, hang on.
Yeah. Did you follow that?
Yeah. How long did that take?
It took a while, but they made it in time for her to board the cruise.
Wow.
They were able to board the cruise and the honeymoon was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. Dusty flew the passport, Michigan to Georgia, passed it off to another flight attendant, carried the passport to Puerto Rico, and then left it at the check-in desk.
Oh, wow.
And she's passport girl and Dusty's a part of the family now.
Of course he is.
Yeah. Hashtag not all heroes wear capes. Hashtag some of them are named Dusty the flight attendant.
Dang, that is a good one.
That's amazing. See the story. It's pretty fantastic at WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Ed, play of the day. If you missed it, I'll give you another hint. It's Ed Sheeran, Noon with Ryan Smetzer.
I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways.
That's thinking out loud.
Baby, it's all part of.
So when you hear that, that's when you call in, win those tickets. 4 tickets to tomorrow night's show in Nashville. All right, Noon, Ryan Smetzer's got it on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, Amanda calling out loser gamers. Isn't that what social media is all about? It's a Facebook fight theater. We'll get to it next on 99.7 DJX. You know, sometimes you see drama and weird things on Facebook. Maybe you just click on a thread and you're like, ooh, all right. And you just sit back and you eat your popcorn and watch all the people commenting on the post.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Vice Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
So Amanda calls out gamers over the age of 30.
Oh, boy.
She thinks they're losers.
Obviously, this stirs up some feelings.
All right, so Kelly is going to be Amanda. There's Danny, there's Skip, both played by me, and then Lily is also played by Kelly. This is Facebook Fight Theater.
If you play video games regularly and you're over the age of 30, you're a loser. Sorry, not sorry.
Okay.
You do makeup tutorials and upload them daily. They're for insecure bimbos. Sorry, not sorry.
Wow. My makeup tutorials help women through depression and anxiety. You are 37 years old and play Fortnite. You're the loser, Danny.
Wow. Okay. Already.
Okay.
We're throwing barbs at
people. It's aggressive. Yep.
Video games are not for losers. Women who complain about video games simply don't like seeing men happy.
Oh, wow.
Their looks start to fade, so they turn their rage against video games and gamers. It's misdirected rage and bad look for females in general.
Dang it.
Okay.
All right. Wow.
My ex called himself a, quote, gamer. I guess being a gamer means you never get off the couch and you ignore your girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
I'm with Amanda. Video games after the age of 30 are pathetic and sad.
Oh, man.
Oh, dang.
Upsetting people, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
If I had to guess, video games had nothing to do with why you couldn't keep your man, Lily.
Oh, boy.
You probably nagged him too much, like most females, and he had enough. Literally, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Oh, wow. She does, a little.
Amanda started this whole thing by saying people who play video games are losers. I'm a gamer and I'm not a loser.
Yeah.
I'm a good person. Yes. I donate to the homeless.
Yeah, well, Danny. That's good. That is good.
You so-called gamers are so toxic and aggressive. You hate women because none of us will sleep with your pathetic, gross-looking carcasses. Oh, my guy alone with your controller in one hand and your dick in the other.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
Damn, Amanda just destroyed all you non-loving getting doughboys. She's spitting facts and all you can do is take it like the pathetic simps that you are. Hashtag game over.
Wow, okay.
Okay, all right.
Tempers flare when someone calls out gamers over the age of 30.
There were generalizations made there that I don't think were completely fair.
No, no. I mean, that's social media for you, right? That was Facebook Fight Theater on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jason wrote to us, more than 10 years ago when I was a recent college graduate, I stole about $3,000 from my employer.
Oof.
I was fired for it.
Yeah.
The police were called to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
I lawyered up. Since there was relatively little evidence, the matter was dropped.
Mm.
I've never admitted that theft to anyone. I've maintained with family and friends that while I was a bad employee and deserved to be fired, I did not commit a crime.
Mm.
I know this is not true. I've always felt very guilty about being a dishonest person about it. I've since gone on to get a master's degree. I've become a teacher. I have a family. I do my best to be a good person now, but I still can't shake the feelings of guilt over what I did back then.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I don't want to go to jail. An arrest would ruin my current life.
Sure.
But how can I move on emotionally from this incident and its influence on how I see myself today?
Oh, gosh.
That's deep. That's
it is. So this happened more than 10 years ago. I don't think he's going to go to jail now. I am not in law enforcement and a lawyer and have any sort of legal degree. So
if we have anyone listening who would have expertise in that,
that's just me like going, well, it sounds like you're fine. It's got to be a statute of limitations, right?
Right. Like
10 years is probably long enough.
Yes. Or, I mean, and here's the other thing is has he thought about like, paying that back, or is he thinking that would admit the wrongdoing or whatever?
Yeah, who knows if his former employer is even still
around.
Yeah, exactly. I think being honest maybe with your former boss or employer, or maybe reaching back out to your former employer or something like that.
Yeah.
Justin texts in, wait, didn't Ben go to law school? No.
I took
half a semester of pre-med.
You know, he's practically a doctor, not a lawyer.
Yeah. No, sorry, Justin. I don't have legal advice.
Sure. Ashley says, you have to forgive yourself. It won't matter who you tell. It won't make you feel any better. You have to find a way to come to peace with yourself. You were young. Now you've grown and changed. You're doing better. You're not still repeating that lifestyle. At some point, almost everyone fights their past, whether it's criminal or not, and we have to grow and move on. Like someone mentioned above, donating $3,000 to charity, or go donate some of your time to a charity. Not saying that, you know, what you did was okay, but after 10 years, you need to find a way to move on, and maybe you can use your experience to guide others.
Yeah, Bet was the one who said, save up the $3,000, mail it back anonymously. If that employer is out of business, donate that money to a local church or charity anonymously.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are liking that response. I don't know if we've got anybody who has got some sort of legal background that could, I guess, weigh in on, is he in the clear for this?
Saying yes. I don't think that, you know, there should be like, I passed the statute of limitations for theft. But Annie is pointing out you can move on emotionally when you tell your family and friends that you actually stole the money. I don't think it's the actual act of stealing that you feel guilty about, but rather
you're just hanging on to it.
You've let your family believe you were innocent.
Yeah, or you've had this secret for so long.
Right.
All right. Would love to hear your suggestions on how Jason proceeds with this, because I think the most important thing for him is moving past it.
Allie says therapy.
Mm-hmm. All right, 502-795-1997. Group therapy, yes. Jason wrote to us, made a big mistake at work, stole $3,000, got him fired, he didn't do any time for it. That was over 10 years ago. His family doesn't know that he actually stole the money.
They just thought he just got fired for being a bad employee.
Yeah, exactly. He hasn't forgiven himself. So is kind of coming to us and going, how do I move on?
And a lot of people are suggesting, and I think it's a really great idea because, you know, he has moved on. He's a teacher now. He's got a family. He's been trying to make, you know, much better choices and be a better example. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are suggesting that he could pay it back by either like donating the same amount to a charity or volunteering,
yeah,
you know, kind of turning the negative into a positive. Tracy said your past is exactly that. Your past. Forgive yourself. You've got to move on. Telling on yourself is only going to ruin your life. We all do stupid things when we're young. Done it, accept that, and move on. I think the donation is a really great way to cleanse your soul mm-hmm. a little bit.
Chris texted in and said, I've been in almost the exact situation. It just takes time. Brad said, look, I supported my wife through law school, so technically I'm an expert. Take it to the grave, deny, deny, deny.
Okay, wow. Jerry says, seek mental help from a certified uh-huh. therapist, not listeners of a radio show or keyboard experts. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you.
I mean, but sometimes you just need to hear people say those words.
Exactly.
Yes, I do think that, you know, maybe some therapy would help, but look.
And talk to God. Christine says talk to God.
I like the donating. Figure out a way to earn $3,000 and donate that money, figure out a good cause, something that you support, something that could better the lives of others.
Stacey said, if the company still exists that mm-hmm. you used to work for, send, you know, anonymously the $3,000 back to them.
There you go. All right. A lot of suggestions. Hopefully some of this helps.
And bottom line is, it sounds like he learned from the mistake. Mm-hmm. So it didn't, you know, he's not continuing on a life of crime,
life of crime.
Or making bad decisions, you know, that you know you're not going to be doing that again and you can be a better example moving forward.
Yeah, Jason, we just don't want to hear you in a setting the bar story.
Right.
Next week.
Yes.
Okay, that is group therapy.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
Part of the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Interstate Batteries. We'll hook you up with tickets to Holiday World, Splash and Safari on the way right around 8 o'clock. And we'll play Little Kid Drunk Adult as well on the way. All right, fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Becca calling us from Lebanon Junction. Hey, Becca.
Hi.
So Becca just moved out to Lebanon Junction, 33 acres. She's going to live that farm life.
Wow.
Good try.
Yeah, Becca, she said she just went to Menards to pick up some stuff for a chicken coop, and she and I got to chatting about chickens and my foray into chicken farming in my little Cape Cod in St. Matthews with 17 chickens that decided to hatch after my daughters were like, hey, can we just incubate these eggs? Sure, why not?
OMG. OMG.
I was like, Becca, if you and I had known each other several years ago, I might have given you a call and said, hey, can you take these off my hands now?
Absolutely. I definitely would have.
My sister's got chickens, too, and she texts me a picture of all of the eggs that Becky and Cluck Norris and Melman gave her.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in theory, they were great for me.
Right.
I mean, I was like, man, eggs for days.
Farm
this will
to
be
table.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways.
They have like eggs for months.
Right. Exactly. Becca's got light brown hair, drives a Ford Escape, is a dental assistant, and is trying to get her boyfriend to propose. So hopefully this will help. All right. Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly, explain how it works.
All right, you're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did the story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult? It sounds easy in theory.
Yep, it does. Becky, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
I got kicked in the face by a mule.
Kicked in the face by a mule?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's talking to us now, so he's okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's see. So, well, don't get behind a mule.
Yes.
I'm going to say little kid.
All right. You're saying little kid. Kelly.
See, I'm thinking this is like a drunk adult thing because, my goodness, if you were a little kid and get hit in the face by a mule, that's probably going to be a little bit more devastating, right? Let's say drunk adult.
All right. So Kelly's saying drunk adult. You're sticking with little kid, right?
I'm sticking with little kid.
All right.
Okay.
I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adults.
What's back here?
I tried milking the mule.
Oh, wait, God. Hang on.
He's
what did he
milking
say?
Milking the mule?
I need to roll that back a second.
I tried milking the mule, and it kicked me in the face. It took 14 stitches to close the wound.
Yeah, I would too.
I would too.
I would too, 1,000%.
Listen, if someone came up and tried to milk me, I would.
That is not supposed to be yanked on.
I would try to.
Okay. I love dogs.
Let's go to the next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
Okay. I got stuck in the bathroom taking a deuce during a fire alarm.
Oh no! But oh, that's the worst time. What if that was like a real alarm?
I know.
But oh, gosh.
Who hasn't?
Well, I haven't.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Okay, so I'm the only one with my hand up right now?
You are literally, yes.
All right. Embarrassing.
Okay, so I am going to go with, I'm going to go with little kid again.
I agree. I think this is a little kid situation. Cool. Maybe it's, right. Yes, exactly.
Okay, all right. Both of you said little kid.
I was a little kid.
There it
yeah!
is.
Yeah.
Little kid.
I was in elementary school, and I got a hall pass to use the restroom, and as I'm sitting there taking a deuce, the fire alarm starts going off, and I started freaking out. I kept yelling, I'm in here! Thankfully, my teacher heard me and came in to let me know it was just a fire drill and not to worry. Needless to say, I'm triggered any time I hear fire alarms this day.
Wow. Yes, I can imagine.
He's like, every time he uses a fire alarm, he's like, I gotta poop.
Yeah, right?
I'll just hold it.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well.
Okay, one more. All right, Becca, one more. Little kid, drunk adult. Here we go.
I ran around the house naked and split my head open on a door frame.
Ouch.
Again, who has it?
This could go either way.
No. You know, I haven't used drunk adult yet, so I'm going to go with drunk adult.
All right,
that's a good plan. I think I'll stick with you on that one.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
There it is. Yes. Drunk adult. Yeah.
I was in college, and I was a huge sports fan, and we were watching the Final Four and had a chance to have a winning bracket, and my roommate kept telling me it's not going to happen. I promised if it did, I'd run around the house and outside naked. Well, we won, and I proceeded to strip down, ran around the courtyard, and I hauled back into the apartment. But when I came back in, I slipped on a rug and went headfirst into a door frame.
Oh, my God.
This is, like, classic.
15 stitches later, I'll never do that again.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, but you've
got a story now to tell everyone.
But that winning bracket.
That's right. Oh, goodness. Becca, congratulations. You're a winner.
Oh.
Hey!
Take that victory back to the farm. I love it.
<That's> right. Tell your chickens all about how you won.
Tell the chickens.
I definitely will.
Oh, our only ask, and I don't ask this a lot, but if you do get a male and a female chicken, Ben and Kelly are great names.
Oh, that would be amazing.
You know what? Just for that's what I'm going to name them.
Oh,
yes. And I want to take a picture of them.
Yes,
we need to see our chicken twins.
Oh, that's great.
Chicken twins.
Chicken twins.
Becca, thank you so much. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you all.
All right.
Oh, what a magical day. We're getting chickens named after us.
Oh,
that's
great.
Day made.
If you want to be the star of Little Kid, Drunk Adult, we want to hear from you.
Yep, you just got a voice notice, a little story. Give us a headline, reveal the answer, finish the story, email it, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
benandkellyshow.com.
I want to talk about the most private thing about you your kid has shared publicly.
Oh, boy.
We'll take some of your comments and calls on the way here next. It is a setting the bar story, Kelly. What's a setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without your kid making art in school, sharing your love for hard alcohol, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, that doesn't look good.
I mean, teachers, I'm sure, hear this all and see this all the time.
Oh, I'm sure.
So this mom actually shared a card that her 10-year-old daughter made in art class. It's orange, bunch of hearts on it. Says, "You are the best mom ever."
Oh, that's so sweet.
Right. It also says, "You love vodka, girl."
Oh, my gosh.
there's a purple bottle depicted on the front where it says, I heart vodka.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And oh my the God. Lady's like, it was really unexpected. And when I saw it, I just kind of did a nervous laugh.
Oh, no. Because, of course, you're thinking as a teacher that immediately sends warning signs, right?
Well, yeah, of course.
Yes.
And so I guess the woman says she doesn't even really drink vodka. She actually likes a plum gin. And her daughter must have confused gin with vodka. Stupid kids.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, well, seriously. They don't know their liquors.
They don't know their liquors. Come on.
Oh, God.
They're both clear liquors.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I heart vodka.
Bless her heart.
As a teacher, are you following up going, hey, is everything all right at home?
Oh, you're 1,000% showing that to mom.
Yeah.
You need to follow up and just be like, oh. I just, you know, doing my due diligence.
Yeah.
Just got to reach out and just be like, all right, what's the inspiration behind this?
Hey, can I smell your breath real quick?
Right. Oh, gosh.
So I want to know, what's the most, I guess, embarrassing thing that your kid just literally shared about you publicly?
There was something that my daughter put on a whole, tell us about your family kind of a thing at the beginning of the school year a couple of years ago. And I think she put on there something like, my mom likes to sleep. What are her hobbies? She likes to sleep. Made me look really great.
Yeah. My mom isn't around a lot because she likes to sleep.
Exactly. She works a lot. She gets up early and she likes to sleep when she can. So.
Right, right. All right. So let us know. What's the most private thing about you that your child has shared publicly? 502-795-1997. Those calls next. So this mom shared a card that her 10-year-old daughter had made in art class, and on it it said, you are the best mom ever, but then it also said, you love vodka, girl, with a purple bottle and a I heart vodka on it. So we were all like, hey, so what's the most embarrassing thing your kid has just announced about you publicly? Vinny texted us and said, when I was younger, I told on my mom, first thing to police, how she would never wear her seatbelt.
Right. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, not a good example.
Tracy, kind of the same thing about you, Kelly. She writes, my son told a second grade class, my mom loves naps and she's really, really good at them. She naps all the time.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Oh, dang it.
Miranda said, we were using the bathroom at Target. And my son loudly asked why I peed out my butt. Oh, my
God. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Another text from a listener. My parents were watching my 7-year-old daughter while I had a waxing appointment.
Oh, my gosh.
My aunt stopped by with her 70-year-old boyfriend, and my daughter told them both that I had to go get the hairs that come out of my bathing suit ripped out.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Another listener, preschool teacher asked my daughter, did you have a fun weekend? My daughter plays shy, so I say, well, tell her, well, we went this weekend, thinking that she's going to tell the teacher about the trip to the playground. Daughter answers, we went on a beer run.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
It's like, hey, we're going on a beer run. All right, and that's what she remembered. That's
what she remembered. These are fun. Yeah. Kids are fun.
A couple more here. My daughter got a text from a listener. Daughter who at the time was 2 or 3 told the mothers of my little league team that we played weed at home all the time.
Oh my gosh.
And of course, I was confronted and had to reassure these mothers that I was not smoking weed with my toddler. But we were playing Nintendo. Nintendo Wii.
Oh, Wii.
Yeah, Nintendo it's a Wii. Wii.
Yeah.
Nintendo oh, gosh. Wii.
Oh, that's different.
Oh, shoot. These are good. These are good.
It's you laugh, you lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets meet. If you lose, the gamer Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. We're going for this trophy here, the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy, of course.
She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous, always.
Majestic.
Majestic, even.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right, losers go first. I believe I was the loser last week.
You were.
All right, it's You Laugh, You Lose.
Wait a second. Okay.
Are you? What are you doing to your
mouth? We're good.
Okay.
Oh, good. We're good.
Kelly, a screwdriver, walks into a bar.
Yeah.
And bartender says, hey, we've got a drink named after you. Screwdriver's like, you got a drink named Philip?
Good one.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Guy says, I asked my wife if the cup was half full or half empty.
Mm-hmm.
She told me, for the last time, stop wearing my bras.
Ah. Yes. Do you mind if I say a word, Kelly?
Okay.
Plethora.
Plethora. Good word.
Thanks. It means a lot.
It does. Learning. Good. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I never knew how technologically advanced Moses was.
Oh.
He had the first tablet that could connect to the cloud.
Ah, yes. Hey, where do bad rainbows go?
Where do bad rainbows go?
Prism.
Yes.
It's only a light sentence.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Gives them time to reflect.
Any more punchlines?
No.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Furniture store salesman told me this sofa will seat 5 people without any problems.
Okay.
I said, where am I going to find 5 people without any problems?
This is true. Not in this
stuff.
Not in this room.
No, no.
I always knock before I open the fridge.
Yeah?
There might be a salad dressing.
Cute. Classic.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about the restaurant called Karma?
Haven't.
There's no menu. You get what you deserve.
You know, someone threw a bottle of mayo at me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell, man?
Remember the one time I talked about them on the radio and then you called it, like, chemicals or awful or you said
you said your favorite was Duke's. Dukes was better.
You're right. You're
because
right.
Because it is.
You're right.
To be fair.
They haven't asked me to talk about them on the radio since. Hey, Ben. Yesterday I went rock climbing and the guy above me kept farting.
Oh, no.
It was by far the worst ascent I've ever had to deal with.
Oh, all right. You know, why did the man disown his child named Drugs?
I want to ask, why did he name his child Drugs first and foremost, but I'll go along with it. Why? Why did he disown him?
Because drugs are bad, kids.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They are. They are. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
My husband and I have decided not to have kids.
Oh, that's a... Okay.
The kids are taking it pretty badly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Sorry, Jake and Ava.
You know, I started a new vegetarian diet last week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope I find another vegetarian soon. Getting kind of hungry.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Is Google a man or a woman?
I don't know.
Woman? Because she doesn't let you finish her sentence without making a suggestion.
Ah, that is true. Kelly, did you hear about the guy born with 5 penises?
I did not hear about the man born with 5 of those.
Yeah, his pants fit like a glove. You're right there, Kay? Guy born with 5 wieners? I knew it wouldn't be long.
I'm upset.
I knew
at
it
the
wouldn't
visual.
Be long.
I'm upset at what you were doing. I'm upset at all of it. I'm upset at all of it.
You know what? I'll take the trophy.
Whatever.
There it is. Yay.
Oh, I'm not clapping for that.
Oh,
I'm not.
I am.
I'm
I
not.
Am.
I'm not. That was dirty pull. That was. That was. I had 2 more. I had 2 more.
All right, there you go. That is You Laugh, You Lose.
Oh, God. The visuals. Oh, God.
On 99.7 DJX.
I hate you.
I can tell you with 100% certainty that this has happened to me, and it is an awful feeling. When maybe you have a coworker or someone that you've worked around, or maybe you're just in a peer group with for a long time and you're way past the point of asking them their name.
Yeah, you're like in too deep. And if you were to ask at this point, it's like, what the heck have you been doing?
Yeah, got a text message from a listener. How do I ask this girl I've known for months if her name is Aubrey or Audrey?
Oh, gosh.
Aubrey with a B or Audrey with a D.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. That's super awkward.
So I think what maybe we can do, are there hacks with how to approach this? I did kind of like just Google on, you know, line to see if anybody has any hacks for when you forget someone's name that you should know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the good ones I came across was to say, hey, wait, what's your name again? And then they're like, Kelly. And then I'm like, oh, I mean, I know that. I meant your full name.
Oh, okay. All right. Blowing it off like, okay.
And then, they
just
say,
the last name I didn't know.
Oh, no, it's Kelly K. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. All right.
Tina from Shelbyville said, I introduce whoever I'm with and wait for them to introduce themselves to that person, which is normally my husband.
Oh, my gosh. That is legit.
Yeah.
My go-to.
Yeah, me too.
If I'm with my wife, and especially if maybe they've met before, even I still go that route.
I'm still say, you remember my husband?
I'm like, hey, I don't know if you guys have met or not. This is Elizabeth, and Elizabeth's like, hi, and then he'll be like, hi, I'm Brad, and I'll be like, Brad, yes, Brad.
Yeah.
You know, Brad. Yeah. And I go way back. We've worked together for 10 years.
Listen, it is not unusual for you to be in the same building with people. We've had interns for, what, 2-3 months at a time, and you still could not remember their name to save your life.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a thing.
And there are some people like Alex who's texting in and saying, hey, in the age of social media, look them up if they haven't seen you yet or on social media. And it's like, well, if you don't even know their name, how are you going to go get that far? So I like the hack of introduce someone else to them and then just kind of sit and then hope that they give the name, you know?
Yeah, well, somebody else texted, ask how to spell it. That can work unless their name is like Amy.
Yeah.
A-M-Y.
It's Ben, B-E-N. That's how you spell Ben. You spell Ben, B-E-N. That's how you spell
it. Yeah.
I have not seen any other unique spellings of that word or that name, so...
Yeah.
You know, I like using the spouse, you know, that could be good. But going back to that one, I'm thinking I like the idea of that takes a little bit of guts, though. Just asking them their name again. But then when they are confused and they tell you, then saying, oh, no, meant your full name.
Okay, but if you should know their full name, that can get you in trouble, too.
And oh, I like Amy's. Yeah. Amy says, do a greeting card. Walk around with a greeting card or like a just because card from everyone at the office and just have her sign it.
Oh, wait, and here's the other thing, too. I hate it if I get caught with saying nice to meet you, but then they're like, we've met before.
Well, yeah, that's why I always say nice to see you.
Yes, I do too. To avoid that, I'm just like, good to see you. Because then if I'm not sure if I've met them before, that I'm covered.
But, and it's always true because I am legit. It is always good to see this person. I think. So.
Yes.
I don't know if you've got any other like hacks. Because I know we can all use it when you forget someone's name and you should know it, like the worst, because it's legit, like you just keep digging yourself into a hole the longer it goes because...
Yeah, you can't let it go that long.
I know.
If you are already, you should, like by the second time you see them, if you don't know their name by heart, you need to fix it then.
Yeah.
Because then it's still acceptable, I think, if it's like the second time you've run into them. But if you are like months, years into interacting with them,
that's rough.
Nope, you're going to have to ask somebody
that's
else.
Rough. All right, so yeah, if you've got any other hacks, that would be great. Again, helping our listener out here on 99.7 DJX.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
Maybe the better question is, how long have you put up with someone calling you the wrong name? for so long. It's 99.7 DJX. We were just talking about a listener who was like, hey, how do I ask this girl I've known for months if her name is Aubrey or Audrey? And so we've been kind of taking some hacks as to how you can get around like learning her name when you should already know it. One of the best being, hey, how do you spell your name again? But that could kind of backfire if you've got a simple name like Ben, which Megan did text us and say, listen, it could be B-Y-N-L-M-A-O.
Ben. Now, Aubrey, you could spell it a couple of different ways, or Audrey. Mm-hmm. You could do it like E-E. Or R-E-Y.
Right, right.
You know, there could be that could be a valid way to go with that one.
Yeah, so we get a text message from Hallie. And she said, my name is Hallie, kind of like Halle Berry. And I always get called Haley. A girl I've known for 8 years had apparently called me Haley since we met. And she finally called me Haley to my face, and I was just like, it's Hallie. She was more embarrassed than me because I've been correcting people my whole life. I guess she just never had to say my name to me for me to correct her in the past 8 years.
Eight years?
8 years.
Oh, wow.
Calling her the wrong name for 8 years.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's two L's. It's Hallie.
Oh, that is funny.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and I'll tell you this, too. So my husband goes by Michael. His mom told him when he was, you know, your name is Michael. It's not Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people still assume when they first meet him, you know, he'll say, my name's Michael. And they'll like, oh, nice to meet you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he'll have to say, it's Michael.
Correct. Yeah, correct. Right.
And I used to think, that's kind of pretentious. But he's like, no, my mom said my name is Michael, and that's what I'm going with. I'm like, I get it now. I get it.
Raina says, my problem is that my daughter will ask, hey, who was that? As we're walking away from chatting.
Oh, God!
I have to be like, you don't remember? And then make a filler until we get out of earshot and go, I can't remember.
Oh, well, see, that's when you introduce the daughter. You say, oh, this is my daughter.
Yeah. You know, and actually, Christy has a good suggestion, especially for our listener who originally reached out about Aubrey or Audrey. If you have an Outlook or a company directory, just start typing in like AU. And if there are titles or locations next to the Aubrey or Audreys, then you know, you'll
very
be able,
good point. You'll especially be able to kinda if, yes,
do
if
some
you work
detective
with someone.
Work. Yeah, do
yes.
some detective work that way.
Or, yeah, check the phone list.
Yeah.
Yeah, the company phone list. You probably have that.
Bethany goes, well, my name is Bethany, and my husband called me Brittany for the first 2 months of our relationship. That's funny.
That's
oh,
great.
I love it. All right. Well, hey, if you've got any other suggestions, you can. I think you've got plenty to help you out of this maybe little situation that you find yourself in. So good luck with that. We're all about science and discovery here on the show, Kelly.
Are we?
If you have listened to the show only once, and you're
I've
like...
I've only listened to the show only once.
What are Ben and Kelly all about? Let me describe.
Okay.
We are all about learning.
Uh-huh.
All about education.
All right.
Science.
Yeah.
We may mix in a little bit of humor.
Yeah. Got it.
So, space.
Uh-huh.
We've been going up there for about 50 years.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, NASA claims in the 50 years that we've been going up there that there has been no nookie-nookie, no lovemaking, no sweet, passionate planets colliding.
Because they have a job to do.
well, right? Sure. Maybe there's not as much leisure time.
That's their office. That's where they're reporting for work.
Now, this is just NASA reporting. I know there have been plenty of other countries that have made it to space, so maybe they have studied what is now being proposed.
Hey, cosmonauts, what you been doing?
Right? But they are now thinking that, you know what? At least one professor is saying there needs to be more serious research into lovemaking in zero gravity.
One professor is saying, hey, why aren't we studying that? Why do we need to study that?
Professor Dave says, my colleagues and I believe that space tourism companies haven't adequately prepared for the consequences of people joining what we would call the Carman Line Club. That is apparently the line where you leave the Earth's atmosphere and enter space.
Aren't these like tourist trips to space like 10 minutes?
Well, right now they are, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But Kelly, I can get a lot done in 10 minutes. Let's be honest. Come on now.
We're all in one big capsule. Like, there aren't private rooms on these rockets.
Yet. And so they're saying, well, one of the concerns, lack of gravity, make it difficult for partners to remain close, press against each other.
You know what I think? I think the scientists got this idea because they saw the shape of the Blue Origin rocket.
You think the Blue Origin rocket,
yeah, they're like, oh, you know what?
Wiener rocket, they're like, you know what, we should probably discover this.
Maybe.
And study this because, you know, I mean, as we are venturing out further and further into space, it's going to take longer and longer, and you're going to have more downtime, we'll say.
More downtime in space.
As you're maybe traveling to Mars, per se.
We need to see if that's possible.
And just, you know, the effects of not only the lovemaking, Kelly, but what if there's a pregnancy? What if there's a birth that happens in space?
We need to study that.
Why not? You need to be prepared.
No, I don't.
I've only taken half a semester of pre-med.
Oh.
Kelly, if I were up in space and I'm the only person that's there, then I've got to scrub in and figure out.
Scrub in and figure out?
How to deliver a baby.
Zero gravity. I think this is, we're safe to not dedicate any time or resources. They're not giving them grant money, are they? Have they asked for volunteers yet?
I was going to say, Kelly, how expensive could this be? You wouldn't have to pay anybody. Be like, hey, by the way, Carol and Tim,
you've been volunteered.
You guys want to figure this out?
This is the dumbest thing I've heard.
It's not the dumbest, Kelly.
It is the dumbest.
There are plenty of other dumb things.
Listen, NASA, I'm shaking my head at you. I'm rolling my eyes as much as I can. NASA, we need to direct our attention to something else. There's much in space to study.
Right,
we don't need to direct our attention to this.
Right now, there's at least one professor.
Professor Dave, who is saying
this is something that needs to be studied. It hasn't gotten the green check mark from NASA yet.
Oh, it hasn't.
No.
Gotcha.
No.
Does Dave work for NASA, or is it just like putting something in the suggestion box for NASA?
Maybe that's what he's doing.
Is Dave single? How old is Dave?
Dave's looking for a date.
I feel as though this is Dave's, he's shooting his shot. He's like, listen, traditional dating hasn't worked for me.
Who wants to be the first?
If we put it under the umbrella of a study, then I'll have some better luck
with
the ladies.
Now, like I said, NASA has said that they have not known of any of the lovemaking to happen in outer space.
Got it.
That doesn't mean that some shifty astronauts haven't already figured out how to do it.
All right, so we're going to need to like gather up all the astronauts that have been in space.
Well,
for
Kelly,
another
you've
debriefing.
Made out with Buzz Aldrin, so
I didn't make it. Was Neil Armstrong?
Oh, sorry.
And it was accidental. He was on a stage in front of a crowd. In fact, his wife.
All right.
His much younger wife.
You know. So anyways. Space, the final frontier.
Oh, Professor Dave, thanks for the suggestion, but I feel like NASA is going to. No. Listen, they don't have a sound system in the rockets, do they? In space shuttles?
In the
Space shuttle or the space international space station?
Kelly, radio waves are up in the atmosphere.
Oh, okay.
You can get radio waves anywhere.
You can make a mixtape.
Right?
For the
astronauts.
If the rocket is a rocket.
Don't come a knocking. Yeah.